Welcome to the Beis Havad's Business Halacha Daily. Today I'm joined by Rabbi Yosef Kushner, Dayan at the Beis Havad. So when it comes to chametz on Pesach, in my house, all the chametz that I don't need, I get rid of. All the chametz that I want to be able to have after Pesach, I sell. Why should it be any more complicated when dealing with businesses, commercial, real estate, etc.?
The main difference, before we start, I just want to give a little of an introduction. We're going to be discussing chametz in the workplace, and some of these halachas are somewhat complicated. We're going to make believe it's not complicated, because in this forum, we can't go into all the intricacies, but if it's negayah to anybody, they should really follow up. So in the workplace, the main challenge is when a person owns real estate, or if he has an office that he leases, he does not control 100% the flow of traffic coming in and out of these buildings. If he leases a store or an office or a warehouse, whatever it is, he does not control everything that goes in and goes out of this building. So what that means is that very likely, and sometimes for sure, if he has like a cafeteria or if he has an eatery, he's going to be left with chametz on Pesach in his rishus. It means he owns it, so it's his rishus. And depending on the variables, he might have a problem on his hands that he has a chiyuv tashbisu and he has to be running around with his blowtorch all day, blowing everything up, and it might not be a viable situation. But to answer your question specifically, the answer is because you cannot control what comes in and out of the building.
So you explained very clearly why it is that I can't just get rid of it. But this chametz I don't get rid of every year from my house. That chametz I sell. Why can't I sell the chametz that's in my commercial rishus?
So you could. I mean, you could sell chametz in your rishus. And that would help is that right now, if I own a real estate building and there's chametz sitting in the garbage can or chametz sitting around on a picnic table, that's sold. If it's hefker, you could sell it to a Gentile. That's fine. But the problem is on Pesach, a Gentile is going to sit in a common area in your real estate in a picnic table, and he takes out chametz that he owns. You could not have sold that before Pesach, obviously, because he owns it. And then he eats his sandwich, and he leaves over half the sandwich. That's chametz that's sitting in your rishus. It doesn't belong to a Gentile. You have a chiyuv to get rid of it. You have a chiyuv b'diku, beer. Depending on the scenarios, if you're near the vicinity, for sure, you have to get rid of it. Now, you can't sell that prior to Pesach. You can't sell chametz on Pesach. No matter what, a person cannot sell chametz on Pesach. Chametz is the only time you can get rid of chametz. B'mavatel chametz, beer chametz, to get rid of it, to burn it. Physically, you could do whenever you want, but whenever you see it. But you cannot sell chametz on Pesach because it's osu b'hana. So there's really no solution. Sell before Pesach, you can't, because at that point it belongs to the Gentile. Sell it on Pesach, too late, because it's Pesach. To get rid of it, you can't, physically, because you're going to be running around from building to building. So this is why we are having this discussion about chametz in the workplace, because the standard things that happen in the residential house when people are used to and they turn over the whole house and they get rid of the chametz really does not apply. The formula does not apply to the commercial, to the workplace.
Because this is a controlled environment,
yeah.
And that's
uncontrolled, and there's nothing you can do about it, yeah.
If you enjoyed this video and would like to receive more like it or to sponsor a future video, please visit beishavad.org.